something about hummus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, that's an old one.
But at home, I don't reckon we ever did. Just any way to get rid of them.
That poor man's starting his fishing trip. What'd you call that black stuff in your chimney?
Soot.
What's this? The thing that you're sitting on there.
Chair. What are you doing? Trying to get me to say like some of them candidates? That a cheer?
No. No, I don't care what you say.
Is that what they call it? Where did I been somewhere they talk instead of a cheer, they call it cheer. Somewhere I remember.
I've heard cheer.
I have, but I can't remember where it is.
I can't either. A cheer. And some people call it a chur.
Nobody ever heard it called that.
And then there's the chaya.
Oh, yeah. We got to go down to Tennessee, though, most of them, ain't we?
Yeah. Them chairs.
Let's see. What's this cousin of mine up here a while back going to send me one of them chairs that they manufacture? Is it the world's greatest straddle lines or something that they manufacture?
Oh, that made in Mississippi?
Yeah, that's a Mississippi product. She's going to send me one of them. Of course, she'll come. Is it straddle lounging?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. She said she'd get me a good one for about $90.
Yeah, that's almost as much as you pay for them here, isn't it?
Oh, damn, I've seen the price on some of these sale catalogs when they got a big lot off around $130 or $140.
Ooh.
You know, it's one of them things with a...
Yeah, foot comes out in the back.
Yeah, and the whole dang thing wiggles and heats.
Oh.
You know, it's got heaters in it and got wigglers in it and
that's
vibrators
like,
in it and all that.
Like a new clutch out there.
Well, that's the kind she's talking about. That I knew she told me that, you know, she couldn't buy it for me, but she could buy it for herself for around $90.
Good.
And,
$20 freight on that. Then there's the cost of shipping it back to have it repaired.
I don't know. Where was it? Some cartoon I saw about the boy that got in a shaking chair and got it in high gear or something and couldn't get out. Well, you can imagine about what kind of a performance they're putting on a screen in one of these vibrating chairs. I tried one of those. Couch, do you hear advertised so much?
Stauffer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I kind of thought on account of my old back, which is, you know, I've been broken and have trouble with. And
how'd you break that?
Oh, I fell out of a haystack and hit the axle on the stackers that come down. Mm-hmm. See, that axle on that stacker was a 2-inch pipe about 8 inches from the ground, about like that. I caught that right across here on the bottom.
Too bad you couldn't roll over.
Yeah. Well, actually, of course, I was crippled up. Spent a fortune around the hospital, but I get some luck in a way. There was... This machine was stopped down with drive shafts out of an old truck's. Now, you don't know how fast the human brain is until in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But from the time this thing snapped and I knew I was gone until I hit the ground, I knew where those stops were, and I knew about what they would do when they went through you from the back.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that we had 5 little young'uns,